A payroll tax mentioned in Governor Cuomo's State of the State is raising some red flags among New York's business community. The details are not in yet, but the tax would be a response to the Republican tax plan recently signed by President Trump. Zach Hutchins, the Director of Communications for the Business Council of New York, says while the payroll tax is a concern, the organization was glad to hear some of the governor's economic development plans.
We were very happy to hear that there's going to be a focus on workforce development and a continued focus on repairing infrastructure throughout New York State. There was a real concerted effort to mention airport construction throughout the state and then a wide variety of other projects. Those are two issues that we have been out in front on and very much appreciate the governor addressing those in his State of the State because it certainly lays out his priorities for the year.
What would you like to have heard that you did not hear?
I wouldn't go so far as to say what we would have liked to have heard that that we didn't hear, but we do have some real concerns about the potential for a payroll tax to be implemented. The governor is still examining what exactly the state is going to do in order to react to the fact that the recently passed tax reform legislation removes the SALT deduction for New Yorkers. We certainly do not believe that a added tax on business in a state that already overtaxes business and by any objective measure has one of the least competitive business environments in the country, the last thing we should be doing is further increasing that burden on businesses.
Tell us a little more about the payroll tax. What's it all about and what would happen if it is enacted?
It's hard to go into specifics because the governor hasn't released specifics yet. It appears that what the governor is considering is that due to the restructuring of the federal tax code, there is the potential to eliminate the state income tax on individuals and replace it with a payroll tax on businesses. Under the impression or understanding that businesses would be able to offset their losses by reducing the salary of their employees by the same amount that they would no longer be paying in state income tax, and then the businesses would be able to write that off due to the federal tax code. But it's nowhere near that simple, and we're dealing with a state that has minimum wage provisions and varied minimum wage provisions throughout the state, and it's not like businesses can just take off, let's say, 7% off of the minimum wage and then still legally comply with the minimum wage. There's also union contracts that I highly doubt that there are unions in this state that would be willing to negotiate their salaries down in order to meet this shift. And then there's just the practical application of it. We have a progressive tax in this state, meaning that the more you make, the higher percentage rate you pay. So just the sheer mechanics of coming up with the numbers to even make this work could be difficult. Never mind the fact that there could be additional changes coming from the federal government reacting to moves like this from the state that could negate the fiscal benefits of such a plan. And then also you'd be moving from a system where it would be much easier in the future for lawmakers and future governors to raise taxes on businesses than to raise taxes on individuals. And again, all of that needs to be viewed under the guise of a state that already has a very difficult regulatory environment for businesses.
Zach Hutchins is Director of Communications for the Business Council of New York.